Fighting for America.
We're broadcasting live from the Snake River Stampede. The crowd is percolating in for the Buckaroo Breakfast. You know, we wish you were out here at the Idaho Center. I'd buy you some pancakes at the Buckaroo Breakfast.
Fighting for Idaho.
The Constitution is very clear as to what constitutes ground for impeachment of the President of the United States. He has not committed the kind of criminal acts that call for that. We do believe that the President is not enforcing the law.
Fighting for you.
The 20th World Cup ends with Germany as champion.
And that's it. Final whistle. It's Germany's time for a fourth time. They're world champions.
The next World Cup will be in Russia in 2018.
Boise's Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller, blessed to be a part of your day from the Buckaroo Breakfast. You're just waking up. You don't want to miss the 8 o'clock hour of the program. Our friend Patrick Joseph Buchanan will be joining us. By the way, hello to our friend Max, monitoring us from parts unknown. Sent us a little email saying, I got to get my morning fix of the manly man of Kevin Miller. And thank you, Max. We appreciate that. And it's, you know, just a personal reflection here. You know, a lot of people have always said to me, Kevin, you know, when are you going to take this program national? When are you going to... you know, either here or somewhere else, go on to other places. And quite frankly, I've been here 5 years, and I would love to stay as long as you'll have me, just because the idea of serving a local community, I think that's lost on a lot of people. And I think to a degree, look, we have the best national hosts in America on this program. We have Alex Jones. We have George Norrie. We have Sean Hannity. We have Glenn Beck, Dave Ramsey. We have Crazy Clyde there in Portland. And, you know, they do a tremendous job. But as a kid growing up as a military brat, and much to my wife's chagrin, I still listen to the radio each and every night. You know, there's a magic to great issue-oriented talk. And a lot of people believe that as conservatism, as morality, as ethics goes away, so will conservative talk radio. And to be able to keep that dream alive at this level is a blessing for me, and I hope it's a blessing for you. And I'm always very honored when we have people like Max, when we have people like my mom, who has access to some of the best talk show hosts in the world, like folks in Ohio or in Alabama or in other parts of the country that don't even know the show personally but have stumbled onto it, and they listen to it. That shows us that we're doing something right. But if we don't succeed here, we can't succeed in other places. As much as it gives me joy that people in other states are listening, this is where we make it happen. And this is where we talk about local issues that impact you. And none bigger than, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the illegals and Eric Holder and everything else. But this is something that, again, maybe this is why I'll never be an elected official. This is why, thankfully, we have time together each and every morning. But last night, as you heard Maggie maybe talking about earlier, the Garden City Council moved forward with an ordinance to ban smoking in public places except those where they have customers that are not 18, not 20, but 21 and older, like a bar. Well, Garden City, as we all know, has benefited greatly from the city of Boise getting rid of smoking in bars. Now, look, it's common sense. As a non-smoker, you can go someplace and enjoy your meal much more thoroughly without the smoke. You can get on an airplane and kind of enjoy the cramped spaces without people giving you the secondhand smoke. But I've often argued that it's not really government's place to keep people from being healthy. If you want to smoke, I believe that you should smoke. In fact, I've advocated for many, many years to actually have a place that super serves the smokers. And people that have the vape bars that are just raking in the money, that's going to come to an end soon because government wants to regulate it. We don't know how much tobacco you're getting, what it's doing to your system, how much you're going to incur in Medicaid or health exchange costs. So that will be regulated, whether it's in the state or the federal government. That's just how it is. Government wants its hands on things. And look, it comes down really to common sense. You know, you're healthier if you don't smoke. You're healthier if you eat good foods and you don't overeat. You know, the last time I did national television with Pat Buchanan, he was on with Bill Press. No, it wasn't Crossfire. It was that show, Buchanan and Press, on MSNBC. And we were talking about the freedom to smoke a cigarette. And I said, look, Pat, they're coming after the quarter pounder with cheese is next, and I do believe that that will happen. And just like you have this ordinance here in Garden City, I'm thinking to myself, well, why are you even looking at an ordinance if you're not going to go after the bars? Well, the bars have an economic interest. They're not going to sit back and allow this to be taken away, like what happened in Boise. Even though there are public health benefits to being in a non-smoking establishment. Just like when you go to Nevada, or is it Utah? I think it's Nevada. You have to have a hands-free device when you're on your cell phones, when you're in Baltimore, home of our great friend Terry Ford. Look, you've got to have a hands-free device. And I will say this, I found myself paying more attention to actually driving in Nevada without a cell phone on than I do here. And I found that more people were paying attention. And I said, this is a good thing, but do we really need the government to enforce that? Well, I guess we're lemmings. I guess we're kids. I guess the government has to sit back and allow that to happen, right? It's amazing. So then you have this ordinance here in Garden City. And by the way, if you think it's good or if you think it's ridiculous, 580-5436, 580-5436. I mean, really, in reality, why do you pass a smoking ban in public places if you're not going to touch the bars? Don't you go all the way or not? I mean, really, that's what you should do. You either go all the way or you don't. Now, the people that own the bars are going to say, look, at least it didn't turn into Boise. What happened to us? Remember the owner of Quinn's Bar? Remember our friend Tom Munns testifying about the Constitution? And then you had a member of the city council saying, don't tell me about the Constitution. So that's one big story that we're starting your day off here at 580KIDO. The other has to be the situation on the border, which continues to get worse. Actually, now you have published reports indicating that the notorious gang MS-13 is actually recruiting people at the border. That's right. They're recruiting people at the border to join their gangs or else. And on one hand, we have a lot of folks that say, look, this is a humanitarian effort. This is an effort where we're going to sit back and do these things and make sure that everything is good to go. But on the other hand, it's a national security epidemic. If you heard Sean Hannity yesterday, you've got members of the Border Patrol now coming down with the deadliest form of pneumonia. Why? Because these people are here and they have these diseases. They have these diseases that impact us that we haven't had to deal with in years. And now they're infecting people in America.
Cuellar and Cornyn think that if they alter the 2008 law, the Homeland Security Department has a little better way to deal with sending people back home. And Cuellar just came back from Central America. He went there with Kay Granger, another Republican from Texas, and a couple of other lawmakers to meet with Central American leaders in Honduras and Guatemala to get a sense of what they can do. The leaders there told the lawmakers that they will take the kids back. But Cuellar says, let's be realistic about all this. He said they don't have the capacity to take everybody. So there has to be some money spent. There has to be some plan here in Washington to deal with folks on the border. And even though, according to both a lot of Democrats and Republicans, this is not something that everybody wants to deal with, they have to deal with it. There's a moral issue here.
There's a moral issue indeed at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So let me get this straight. Now we have to spend money so the Guatemalans take back the Guatemalans because the Guatemalans don't have enough money to take care of their own people. Why is that our problem? And as we've talked about, and this was a major point of contention on Saturday, it'll be a major point of contention today. What, you know, why are we treating these folks? This costs us money. This costs us money indeed when we're sitting here taking a look at these things. And thinking to ourselves, we can do better. Can we not? We can do better. And I'm thinking to myself, what type of future will your children have? What type of future will their children have if we allow this to happen? And you have these folks that are being pushed across the country. You've got the governor of Nebraska that we shared with you yesterday saying, they didn't even tell me, and they dropped him off. They didn't even tell me that they dropped him off. I have no control over my state. Amazing.
As I look at that piece of legislation, it is a very large amount of money. And as you analyze it, very little of it is for border security.
There we have it. You know, the idea that we're going to sit back and at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and secure the borders and have immigration reform, this incident that we're seeing right now should, in fact, tell us that immigration reform is dead. How in the world can we sit back and take a look at securing the border and allowing people to come into this country legally when we're allowing anyone and everyone with any diseases to re-germinate the entire country? And the president says, no, trust me on this.
Here's his opportunity to truly lead. Don't blame this on anyone. Be a leader. Lay out a plan.
You notice that the president wants nothing to do with the border. Think about this. He's playing golf. He's having a good time. People have said that this is his Katrina. He wants to throw money at it. He wants to sign executive orders. And maybe this is another misstep, like a lot of folks think that the Bergdahl release was a major misstep. He believed that this would force the Republicans to lighten the load when it comes to immigration reform. And now it's backfired. Even some Democrats saying, where is the leadership? Does this guy just want to check out?
The president was not even aware that his border patrol was back 40 or 45 miles away from the border at these checkpoints. They need to be right on the river. They need to be there as a show of force, because that's the message that gets sent back very quickly to Central America.
There you have it, Governor of Texas Rick Perry. So two topics that we are discussing here, Garden City moving forward, but not banning smoking in bars at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and the border crisis continues. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580. It's that time of year again, the Buckaroo Breakfast, the Snake River Stampede.
Snake River Stampede's a hometown rodeo.
We got the governor and Dave Petso. We've got the first lady with us as well here at 580-KIDO.
Most sports events you go to, you look up in the stands, Kevin, and you'll see the husband and the wife, you'll see the brothers, you'll see the sisters. This way you see the whole family.
Earning your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
624, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO, live from the Buckaroo Breakfast. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. This just in concerning the president. Now, a lot of folks wonder just what he's up to, whatever happened in the most transparent administration ever. Really? Remember that?
Withholding more than ever. Had you seen this letter this week from the Society of Professional Journalists? It's from 40 press groups, all saying that the president should be more transparent.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I think the president's record of transparency stands up to any of the record of his predecessors.
But you did see the letter. You did hear from the groups.
I did.
Do you think they have legitimate concerns?
Well, again, they're all journalists. And if the day that they stop, the day that they sort of sit back and say, you know what, we don't need to write a letter, the White House is telling us everything that they're supposed to, is the day that they're no longer doing their jobs.
Well, they say that these, you know, many federal agencies all across the government are imposing terrible restrictions on freedom of the press. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's anything you can do in your new role.
Now, this is Brian Stelter from CNN, who used to write a blog for the New York Times. And here you have the press saying, well, we supported you. We backed you. We haven't talked about the high cost of gasoline. We haven't talked about the real employment numbers. We haven't really talked about the disaster that is Iraq. We've kind of glossed over Afghanistan. We haven't covered the VA scandal. By the way, we really want to take a look at this. Look at how we treat our veterans with the VA scandal, and look at how we're treating our illegals. All of a sudden, there's a crisis on the border. Obama sends $2 billion there. There's a crisis with our veterans, and what happens? No money sent to help the veterans. But we still have the most transparent administration ever.
To stop that, to improve the flow of information.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely am committed, and I have a responsibility in this job to try to help the president live up to his commitment to be the most transparent president in history. And if you look at some of the steps that we've already taken.
I'm surprised you still said that line.
Yeah.
Most transparent president in
Absolutely.
History. He has been criticized so many times for saying that,
yeah.
given the prosecutions of whistleblowers and other steps.
Yeah.
You all still stick by that line?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, of course they do, because no one's going to hold them accountable, and Stelter will never have an interview with the press secretary again. No, he's not going to. He's never going to have an interview with the press secretary again now, will he? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But there is some damage when you don't have public accountability, when Lois Lerner can prosecute people. Let me repeat this. When Lois Lerner can prosecute you, your friends, your business associates, because they happen to be conservative, they have a faith based in God, they want to be politically active.
That if you look at the president's record of releasing the waves records once a quarter, that's something the previous administration, they went to the Supreme Court to prevent that information from being released. This administration releases it voluntarily on the internet on a quarterly basis. Reporters for years clamored to get access to fundraisers that presidents hosted or attended that were hosted in private homes. Reporters now have access to those when this president goes to a private home. He was at a private home
this week
on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there are a number of steps that we've taken.
Yeah, so quit your whining. Quit your complaining. Let's make sure that everything's great. Do you believe that this is the most transparent administration ever? Think about that. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Other top local story, though, again, has to do with Garden City passing that ordinance that, let's see how I can, if you're in a place that requires you to be 21 and over, like a bar, you're not, you can smoke, but 21 under, no smoky. So does that mean a restaurant, like a family restaurant that doesn't serve alcohol, now will eliminate smoking? Talk about picking and choosing. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll talk to some folks here from the Snake River Stampede. By the way, a very big interview coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here. And for those of you on the East Coast, that's 10 o'clock Eastern. And Patrick Joseph Buchanan will be with us. And I know a lot of people may not comprehend just how big it is. It's not about getting a get. For me, I have followed Mr. Buchanan since I was a junior in high school. I have read all his works. I have been inspired by his political thought. I'm a proud member of the Buchanan Brigades. And when Pat left, I left the party as well. And the reason why Patrick Joseph Buchanan is so special to me is because he articulated in a smart sort of way all the frustrations that we have had concerning the erosion of the middle class, the attacks on Christianity. If you're looking for something to do, go back to that speech in 92. At the Houston Convention, which he was vilified for, and every one of his predictions, unfortunately, have come true. It's funny, he was vilified for the platform in 92. In 96, every Republican running for office used Pat Buchanan's platform as part of their own when they were running for the White House. Even Bob Dole at the time. It's amazing, his work. So we're honored to have him. I don't know how long we're going to have him. I hope he's around for many more years. He's a brilliant writer, an excellent commentator, and certainly a champion for America. John Boehner is running around loose. This is what he has to say about President Obama at 580-KIDO.
I have been in the Valley here since 1983, and I've been coming to the Buckaroo Breakfast every year.
You've got the all-star cast out there, then.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580-KIDO, we're stealing him from Larry Gebert, our friend Jeff Agenbrod with us here at 580-KIDO. Jeff, good to have you with us.
Well, happy to be here. Happy that you're out here at the Buckaroo Breakfast with us.
You know, it's funny. I really admire the Western values, the Western work ethic, the cowboy lifestyle, 99 years of the Snake River Stampede, the Buckaroo Breakfast. I guess you'd say I'm a supporter. I could never be one of y'all, but I mean, it's amazing the work that goes into this, and a lot of people are going to have fun, but how much of an effort does it take to pull this off every year?
Well, Kevin, it's really a community effort. It happens to be a rodeo that we put on, and we've been doing it for 99 years, but it's really the community coming together. We have 20 board members and hundreds of volunteers that put their time and effort. We got many people that are taking the entire week off to spend at the rodeo with us, helping set up, help with our production, you name it. You think about it, and we're probably doing it in some capacity.
I'm with you. What does it mean to the volunteers? Because these are people that take time away from their business, from their family, from going to McCall or the Oregon coast to be here and to do some hard work.
Well, I think to the volunteers, they're out here because they believe in a community event. They may be rodeo people, they may not be rodeo people, but they believe in what we stand for, bringing the community together as we have for the last 99 years, one year at a time, and they want to be part of it.
What does it mean when you see the kids here and their first time cooking or serving or anything like that?
I think and I think you may be referring to our Buckaroo Breakfast, which is all of the proceeds.
Where we are, yes.
And that's where we are this morning. These kids put a lot of time and effort in just throwing pancakes on the grill, serving their parents, their grandparents, and other people. And they probably don't get this opportunity many other places as we urbanize and get away from our rural roots. The 4-H holds us to that. And we're happy to have them involved in what we're doing this morning. And, again, the proceeds all go to the 4-H clubs.
Why is that so important? You know, we talk about the Game Boys and the technology, and kids are playing soccer on their computers and not outside. To be able to have these kids become future farmers or even just be involved in 4-H, to have a greater appreciation of skills they may or may not use for the rest of their lives, why is that important, Jeff?
I think it's the social skills. You know, there's not you can't gain all of your social skills through the Game Boys and off the computer.
Sure.
I think the interaction, just the values that you receive back from serving others. And that's really what it boils down to. Again, that's been a part of the rural lifestyle, but it's certainly not unique to the rural lifestyle. This is just an opportunity for the kids to get out, do something for the common good, and serve others.
Now, what's it like for you and people wearing the red shirts? What does that mean, the red shirts?
The red shirts are the directors, and what it means for us is probably the grown-up version of what I just described, and that is serving others.
Well, that's great. I know it's kind of like old home day for a lot of you folks that volunteer and put this together. What is the camaraderie like here?
Oh, I think it's probably a place that you can't find more camaraderie. We've got board members that have been on our board for 37 years and new board members that we just brought on this year. So you have a mix of everything in between. It's amazing. We have one paid staff that puts on essentially $1 million business. We're now the eighth largest regular season rodeo in the world, and it happens with one paid person. A lot of contract people, certainly, but the coordination and the direction is all done by the 20 volunteer board members.
Yeah, I just see a calf actually going through the parking lot. Hopefully he won't make it to the highway there. Somebody's chasing him.
Well, we have a few good ropers on site right now, so I don't suspect he's going to get too far.
Yeah, I don't think the guy has a rope. We have some breaking news here, but you'll see him come over that jabroni van in a minute. But let's talk a little here at 580KIDO. Yep. Oh, there he goes. I guess, well... Yeah, he definitely better get that guy. And there's actually, now, what is that? Is that a steer? Is that a cow? What is that, Jeff?
Well, it had a halter on it, so I'm guessing that it might be one of our calf show steers that may have gotten loose from one of the 4-H kids.
Yeah, hopefully somebody is aware of that. I don't know. I see some guy, but he's not. I think he's just doing laps over there. I don't know if we need to call security or what.
Well, that's the resourcefulness of the 4-H kids. I am confident that they probably have it under control.
I think we could send Will and Jacob down there in the Scion to herd that that little doggy or whatever. What about the really? Is there not a bull or a calf or whatever going through the parking lot right now?
There is absolutely a steer running through the parking lot.
Yeah, I wonder if I hope he's going to be okay. See, I'm worried about this. See, this is why. I can never be one of you guys, because I sit there and I worry about the steer, even though he'd run me over. Without remorse.
He may do that, depending upon where you were and where he wanted to be.
What about the talent coming in for people that are getting excited to see the Snake River Stampede? What about the Cowboys and all the skills required? What type of talent y'all bringing in today?
Well, the talent that you're going to see not only today. Again, tonight's the first night of the rodeo. We have six performances between now and Saturday night, with two on Saturday. You're going to see the world's best cowboys and cowgirls. Being the large rodeo that we are, $420,000+ in prize money that will be given out to the winners this year. They don't miss this rodeo. So you're going to see the same talent that you see at the National Finals Rodeo as they build their points and paychecks towards that in December.
Right here in Nampa. And for people that are in Mountain Home or anywhere else, great thing about the Fort Idaho Center, it's right off the highway, exit 38. Boom, you're there. You don't have to really mess with a lot of traffic in and out.
Easy to get to. There is no parking charge in the parking lot this week while they have the Stampede, so we try to make it easy and accessible for all of our fans.
Now, what's your favorite night?
My favorite night's probably, you know, each one of them has a theme, so it's hard to choose, but probably the finals night, probably Saturday night. And we have a little special event coming up this Saturday night that I think the people of the Treasure Valley and, quite honestly, the world is going to enjoy.
Jeff Agenbrod, we appreciate it. I know you've got to go see our friend Larry, and Larry doesn't like to be kept waiting.
Thank you, Kevin.
Always a pleasure having you. Thank you for having us.
We're happy to be here and happy that you're here with us this morning.
All right, Thank you. Take care. We're going to send the crew out for that steer in a minute. All right, thank you. It is 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Other news that we're talking about, this issue in Garden City, where all of a sudden you've got, if you're in a restaurant 21 and over, you're good to go. You can smoke. If you're not, then all of a sudden, well, you can't smoke. Now, again, the reason why they did this, they want to make sure the bars are in business. But if you're really concerned about the public health, and by the way, I'm still worried about the steer that's running around the parking lot, and if I go back to my Idaho State driver's test, I do believe that if you hit the steer, you're responsible. So if you're driving down Garrity, I'm not kidding, if you're driving down Garrity and you see a steer in the road, slow down. The steer has the right of way. He's a black steer, by the way. He's got a little rope going. I would not try and apprehend the steer. Now, this is stuff that you're not going to hear in Rudy Poo, Washington, D.C. You're not going to hear in New Hampshire or Ohio or Pennsylvania or, well, maybe Nevada or Alabama. But this steer possibly could be on the road. I don't know where he is. Hopefully. I know we have a lot of cowboys here that can apprehend the steer. I would not recommend trying to apprehend the steer by yourself. So, breaking news here this morning at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here. The crisis on the border continues. Do we treat them or do we send them home, Charles Krauthammer?
Answers. The one issue is controlling the border and not creating a magnet for the continuation of this catastrophe. The second is treating the kids who are here humanely, the best way that we can. For the first, there is no other answer than to send them back, to put them on buses, to have them come back to Central America, at which point it will be understood
that you're
putting all your kids in danger for no reason.
Well, address Kirsten's concern.
They're in danger.
Address Kirsten's statement about refugee status, and they're going back to this place that has a murder rate of 1 out of 14.
If that's the case, and you want to deal with these humanely, if you treat them here as refugees, you're essentially saying everybody who wants can come in. We should send buses to pick them up in Central America so they're not going to die on top of Mexican trains. We cannot do that as a country, open our borders up because of miserable conditions in certain countries.
Great point there by Charles Krauthammer. We'll have more on that coming up. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and it's amazing that you still have this administration really not doing anything about it. John Boehner's angry. It's funny. And what do we do about it? Well, the next time you see any of our handy-dandy elected officials, we continue to keep the pressure on them so that they can make some news. As I said before, and I can't remember if I was saying this Saturday morning or what have you, but if I were a congressman If I were a senator, I'd go down to one of those places, and I would dare them to arrest me. I would escalate the situation. I'd say, on what authority do you have to detain a United States senator, a United States congressman, who wants answers to how the money is being spent? Really? And then you have Eric Holder, who's sitting there, that says that anybody that opposes the administration, that they're racist. Now, that can't do much for the public good, even if it were true, which it isn't. Even if it were true, which it isn't. America, you know, America is a lot like Idaho. We have this reputation because of the North Idaho situation many years ago. Well, they're just white supremacists in Idaho. They're bad people there. They're conservative gun-toting. Wasn't it the conservative gun-toting people that founded America? The people that believed in manifest destiny? That if there was a gold mine that you could stake your claim? What's wrong with that? But back to this. At 580-5436, one hand we have the Attorney General not enforcing laws, and the other we have these folks coming in breaking more laws. And if we don't show these elected officials that it matters to us, why will it matter to them? Time for traffic now from the Buckaroo Breakfast at the Snake.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Here we are at the Buckaroo Breakfast. Kevin Miller with you here. Don't forget Patrick Joseph Buchanan. Pat Buchanan will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Phone number is here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. The crisis on the border continues. What to do when we're talking about, well, how to deal with these people? A lot of diseases. Now the Border Patrol, if you heard Sean Hannity yesterday on 580-KIDO, they're coming down with illnesses that we eradicated in this country. People say, now, those of you that have been through an illness, maybe you've owned your own business, maybe, in fact, you've been through a divorce. And there comes a point in every relationship that's going to end, you have your pros and you have your cons. Some scientifically call it, you have your pile of gold and then you have your pile of defecation. And when the pile of defecation overwhelms the pile of gold, you gotta go. Case in point, when you're in a bad relationship, sooner or later, it's either them or you. And haven't we reached that point with the border? And I love the people in Guatemala saying, well, we can't afford to bring them back. They're your own people. What do you mean you can't afford to bring them back? To Pro-Life with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, I heard you say that if you were a congressman, you'd go to one of those facilities and want to talk to the people, and they'd refuse you, and you'd get arrested. And I like that attitude, and that's the way Congress needs to be now. And they need to, say like on the Bo Bergdahl thing, they need to bring him up there in Congress and question him. Because there's something totally fishy about that. They need to dig into all kinds of stuff, but they don't. They wimp out to the administration on everything. And I don't think we have one good congressman in all of them that I can tell. So it's making me get really disgusted.
And, well, you brought up two good points, Pro-Life. Number one, this crisis on the border where people go and they say, well, we need to do this, we need to do that. Do something. And then the situation involving Bo, where he still is not talking to his parents, and the idea that you have 5 years of captivity, now he's allowed out on the loose, and they're putting him back to duty. I don't know if I'm ready for that, let alone him.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think he's in a barracks, and all of his fellow soldiers are in there, or psychiatrists. I think that he's totally managed, and I don't like one bit about it, and... I'm just guessing, of course, but They're trying to cover up something with him, and it's making me mad. You know, they're not going to let anybody from the outside talk to him. I'll tell you that. You know, all those news releases are just, you know, I don't know how we get those, but nobody ever gets to interview him. Congress needs to dig into that.
You know something, depending on the media, is wrong. Depending on the media is wrong, but depending on Congress is the right thing to do. Why don't we have the congressional folks call him up if he's ready for active duty, if he's ready to go to TGI Fridays, if he's ready for all these things? With all due respect, shouldn't he be able to answer Congress?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why our people are so wimpy, but
I agree with you.
Well, hey, I like your attitude. Keep going.
Thank you, pro-life.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. From the Buckaroo Breakfast, Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe. Don't forget, Pat Buchanan joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. If you miss it, it'll be available on the podcast at 580KIDO.com. Kevin Miller, good morning. Meridian.